This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A casual gamer, a constant complainer, welcome to Filthy Stinks. He's calling to moan, he's leaving notes on your phone, welcome to Filthy Stinks. You're listening to Filthy Stinks.
Hello, weary traveler, and welcome back to the latest episode of Filthy's Like a Dragon's Ring Stings. I am your host, Deadbeat Punk, and I will introduce him. I can barely contain my excitement, for he is the one. He is the only. He is the Filthy.
It's me, Filthy. I'm running
out. Fuck, that's a solid bar of noise right there.
Yeah, I thought about it as well. Just I peaked early, which is a wee noise pun I thought people might like. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you certainly look like you enjoyed it.
You're going to have fun editing that, I've just realised. Yep, putting a wee condenser on it or something. Yep.
God bless compression.
I'll do it from across the room next time. Probably work out better for you.
Sit back a little bit, f*** me.
Just so I'm so excited to be here.
I probably should have done the sweary spoiler warning before I swore. Before I happened to swear again by accident... We would like to warn anyone that may have stumbled in by accident. This show, believe it or not, does contain quite a bit of bad language.
Oh, bum.
Doesn't it just?
It's terrible altogether.
It will also be focused on Filthy's progress or lack thereof through Yakuza 7, or Yakuza like a dragon, or like a dragon like a dragon. Now that Ryuga Gotoku Studio has dropped the Yakuza name...
Building in confidence every week. I love it. It's my favourite sub-story.
It's like golf. Doesn't matter if you're any good at it.
Just the taking part.
That counts.
And it's a load of balls.
That's the glue that holds us all together. Is balls sweary? Do I have to swear? No, we've done this.
No, you've warned them. I was going to say balls. Yeah, you're good.
So there will be spoilers. We would advise anyone to start off with the Elderflower pilot, the first episode of the previous series, Elden Ring Stings, when the pun made a lot more sense.
It did. I mean, I think we've got good service out of it. I think it works because
if anybody can run a joke into the ground, you're looking at him.
It's
listener,
it's
you're not looking at me. Filthy's looking at me. He has no choice.
And that's your loss, listener. That's your loss. I assure you.
I look better than I sound.
And you sound lovely.
Oh, thanks. You sound like shite.
Yeah. Yep. That sounds about right. Yeah. Sounds.
Well, that was an introduction. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I know we don't try to age these podcasts, but the sun is out, which is appropriate for the time of year that we're currently in. And
this episode isn't going out until October, you bastards.
Yeah, feeling good about the sun, man. That's just, I mean, when you live in Ireland, you take what you can get, really. I think I'm going to enjoy it for the next 12 hours and then start complaining that it's too warm, as is our birthright.
Yeah, once you go from pink, you love it. And then once you go that shade of purple, you hate it.
You hate it with everything you got.
And then start worrying about skin cancer.
Yeah, I do have a large forehead, runs in the family, and that bad boy gets red. Yep, he does.
My forehead's been getting bigger every year. That's the receding hairline.
I thought it was just because you were getting smarter.
That could be it.
Could be.
See, I thought it was because my arse was getting hairier, And, you know, it had to go somewhere. I think my hair has just been creeping backwards. It's
just been migrating, migrating.
Yeah, just off to the shoulders and arse crack.
Yeah, love it. Why not?
God, don't you wish this was a video podcast as redundant as that phrase is?
The things they would miss out on. It must be sad picturing us with your brain. Everything's online these days. You're used to getting TikToks of videos of people doing everything. So now you just have to imagine what we look like instead of seeing it. That must be
if
sad.
If we started a TikTok, could you put your arse crack up in TikTok? I think they'd frown on that.
Probably. There's probably a whole subsection for that kind of badness. I've no idea. But what I do know is...
fine comb.
It might be a good platform for us, given my attention span, in fairness. So
you forget the password. It'd be like Discord. I think I've got about 3 filthies on there.
Oh, I could
and
be.
And I don't know which one to delete.
I don't know if I'm any of them. I probably am, but it's hard to know at this stage. Yeah.
So if you would like to pretend to be filthy, come along to our Discord.
Just pretend you don't know what's going on and spell your name with a PH. That's all there is to it, guys. Not hard.
How does it feel to boil yourself down to that format?
Can't believe 34 years in this planet and I can be summed up that easily.
So, any general nonsense since we were last talking? And yes, I am trying to talk that little bit longer so you can swallow that drink.
Thank you. It's very sunny out. It makes a man parched.
Whereas I don't get liquids because I don't want to hear you or have the listeners listen to my slurping and lip smacking during a fucking audio performance.
Yeah, that's a fair point, actually. But I just like to add a little...
Isn't it?
I just add a little ASMR quality to the proceedings.
Why
you
does
know?
It take you so long to edit these episodes? All you have to do is put the stings in. Oh, dear me. No, there's a bit more to it than that.
A little bit more technical, especially when you're dealing with, well, with my bullshit, let's face it.
Tapping the table. Fuck yeah. You.
Clicking
I
pens.
Know you get bored.
Talking about my own life.
So no. You asked me to put Discworld audiobooks into the show notes to remind you to talk about Discworld audiobooks.
Yeah, I want, because last week you asked me this question and I never really know what to talk about, but I just wanted to say what I've been doing this week is I've been waiting. If anybody likes Discworld, they may know that there was a massive big project there where they have done new audiobook dramatizations on Audible. And they've been releasing them over the last 18 months, really, mm-hmm. based on the character subset. So all the witches books came out and then all, you know, and they've been coming out of that. And I've been waiting patiently for the Vimes books and they finally dropped, as the kids say. Mm. And yeah, they're the best ones so far. They've had different people narrating the books as they went along. And this set have been narrated by John Culshaw, the Impressionist.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it has never occurred to somebody to get an impressionist or a voice artist to do audiobooks before, because he's really quite good at voices, as crazy as that sounds. So that's
it. Yeah, does sound quite straightforward when you put it like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really enjoying these ones. Also, he appears to have read the books. You know, there was a big complaint with some of them that the people, when they're doing voices for characters, they're just not characterizing them correctly, you know. Mm-hmm. The example, I won't talk too long in case nobody gives a shit about Discworld, but you know, there's the head of the wizards, Mudgeon Ridley, the head of the Unseen University. Mm-hmm. And in the whole books he's described as a bombastic Brian Blessed of a man, basically. Yeah. And yet there's people doing an old wizard voice like this, and you're like, that's it has frustrated a lot of people. So
yeah, nice. I can imagine.
Yeah,
that's why I like reading, because no matter where the book's written, you read it in mostly your accent. I think that's why I like American crime novels.
Yeah, you know,
none
what
of them
sound
have
like
stupid American accents. They're all Northern Irish, the way they should be. Fucking 20 Liam Neesons running about.
Well, funny listeners who are familiar with my many brilliant accents will be pleased to know that Vimes, the lead on these books that I've been looking forward to, mm-hmm. he's exactly as northern as you'd expect a detective to be. So that's quite good. He's Northern Noir, which I was hoping he would be. So I've been satisfied.
Imagine if they got the cast from the TV show to come in and do the audiobooks.
Oh, let's not, shall we? Yeah.
What the fuck do you not want?
Do you know, I forgot that even existed until you mentioned that. I had burned it out of my head. No more Night Watch.
Very forgettable show.
Yeah, thankfully. Which is a shame, given the leads, so, you know, the actor is a legend, but
yeah,
the show, not so much. Stole the show.
We've disowned him.
Yeah, he stole the show recently in that Blue Lights detective thing.
He's got a lot of fucking winning back to do.
Yeah, well, he does after that performance. So, yeah. But, yep, that's my general opening saga for you this week. Discworld Audible collection, if anybody wants to get into them.
Think of something I was excited about this week, and it was Dragon Quest Monsters is getting a new game.
Yes, you are excited about this. You had your big excited face on.
Yeah. I did. I was grinning from ear to ear and not a fire to be seen.
Yeah, this is it. Not like you.
So we did an episode of the other show on the Game Boy Color game recently.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, we'd love to see another one of these, and that's kind of the premise of the show anyway.
Is it? Right.
Somewhat. Sometimes. Right. Depends who's on.
Mm.
Hit and miss.
And you would like to see another Dragon Quest Monsters?
I would. Well, there were Dragon Warrior Monsters back in the day, but we'll not get into that.
That's a whole different podcast, buddy. Yep.
It is. There's 30 minutes of that floating about somewhere in the ether. But yes, getting a new one. Quite giddy.
Excited. Excitable. Excited.
Oh, I could pish myself.
Have you seen gameplay yet?
No, it was just a little trailer to mark its 25th anniversary, and then just at the end of it, there's one on the way.
Excellent. Well, look, that's something to look forward to.
How long can the Switch be on the market for? It's an aging bit of kit.
Well, I was asking you recently, as you'll remember from your life, that I was considering getting a Switch. I'm considering getting a Switch, and it did occur to me, I'm like, that's actually old. What does himself think? Is it worth investing at this stage, or am I just going to buy something that's going to be replaced in the next 6 to 8 months, Christmas?
Because they've recently said that they're not going to release new hardware this year.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's starting to struggle.
And we're halfway through this year, let's face it. You want bang for your buck.
And I did get drunk and order another one, so, you know, my old one's here, you could play on that.
Play on that, you child.
Because I'm going to modify it for certain purposes.
That cannot be discussed on...
It would probably be wise not to. Mr. Nintendo probably listens to this program.
Jim Nintendo. Is he any relation to Brian Elden Ring? Because he was a fucker.
I think they're at the same golf club.
If he's anything like him, listen, don't get in with that set at all. Null's as good as a wink to a blind horse or a deaf monkey, presumably. Stop me any time now before this...
I'll have to. Shall we induce some ring stings?
Please.
Following our talk, I thought I'd go back to the Survive Bar and just level up and everything. Have a little rest. And now I'm growing fucking tomatoes. I mean, that's odd, right? Now I'm growing things. On top of everything else I have to do, I now have to grow tomatoes. That seems fair, right? Cool. Also, I think... Tell me if I'm doing it wrong, or if this is just how this particular game works. I think something that's been going wrong for me is how... You can't just assign yourself one of... Like in other games, you can just assign yourself your sub-story and your whole markers on your map and everything will be to do with that sub-story or whatever mission you happen to be doing, whether it's the main mission, even your markers on your map will be for your main mission. But what keeps happening to me on this game is I'll start to do something and then some menacing men appear and that just wipes out what you're doing, that fight. So... I sort of just keep forgetting what I'm doing. And I've just went into the pause menu here, which I hadn't really been using. And I'm looking at tasks, for instance. I had just started a task there. I beat up some menacing karate men and got some boards. And now I have to go find some nails. And I thought, oh, great, I'll go find the nails. But it doesn't really tell you where to find the nails. So what rung a bell for me is when you mentioned about clearing out that pawn shop that's covered in trash. And I forgot that I was supposed to be doing that. I don't know where it is on the map now to find it. And when I'm looking at it, you can't just click, oh, I'd like to do that task right now. And there's no button to assign it and have your map update so that that's what you're focusing on. And that's just a question for you. Am I doing it wrong? Is there a way of actually picking a task and just going and doing that task without getting sidetracked by menacing men?
So you were very close to getting this one right. You do go to tasks. Just
right.
You need to press the right bumper, and that will move you over to the sub-story menu. And this keeps track of all the sub-stories you've unlocked. Whether you've completed them or not, it will let you know.
Okay, but like, if I want to like pick from the list, I can't seem to press like X and that becomes my new mission and the map. Mm-hmm. My directions are telling me where to go, or are they? And
well,
I just haven't.
Believe it or not, it may not seem that way when you're playing it from your viewpoint, but they've streamlined this a bit from the previous games because they never give you markers in the old games. You kind of ran around like a headless chicken hoping to unlock something.
Well, thank God I started with this one, I think.
Indeed.
It's fair to say.
Well, it's the best one.
Obviously.
But if you go into your map, your select button, or I don't know what it's called on the Xbox controller, because you've got like a burger one and...
Yeah.
Page.
Yeah.
You press your select, you will see either speech bubbles or little exclamation points at certain parts of the map.
Yeah.
And they are generally your sub-story, so they're always on the map. You can find them.
Okay.
And then you can drop a marker on them.
Well, that's good to know. Because I hadn't... Yeah, I'd sort of been doing it as the crow flies, just looking at the map and going, okay, I'm sort of going this direction and hoping for the best.
Well, that's certainly a way of doing it.
Yeah. It's not the right way, but it's our way.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is good to know. And then, I now apparently have to... fucking grow tomatoes. That's part
of
my life.
You don't have to. It's something that's open to you, Filthy. It's an option if you would like to, because growing things from the earth, it gets you back to your roots.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah.
It's not nice when you're on the other fucking side of it, is it?
It's not. Not when metaphor goes against me like that. Mm. It's painful. Not good.
It is handy. You'll unlock like flower boxes all around the city. There's one near the train station. There's more up to the park at the north, but it's quite a high level area. So.
And how will I remember with my attention span where
I have planted things?
Yeah.
I was going to say they're normally in areas you'll be running past anyway to get somewhere else, and it's handy.
Hmm.
But it's you, so you may not make the most of it.
It just, yeah, I can just imagine me running towards the soap lands and be like, oh, hey, tomatoes.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you do remember it and you get a collection of items, you bring them into the bar and the barkeep will make up some healing items for you, and some of them are the best in the game.
Yeah, I did go back to the bar and learn some things about that. So I was quite pleased to find that out, really. It's almost like they've given me some sort of hub to return to.
It is. It does feel that way, and all your party members can relax at the one location.
Yeah, and I figured that out all by myself.
Well done. Have a biscuit.
Yeah, certainly. How people who are tuning into this as their first episode will know. that's all that matters to me.
The inquisitive mind that is Filthy. But it is possibly worth remembering, because if you're low on money, it's great. The items you make can be sold.
Ah, well, that would be good, actually.
For their healing purposes, some of them will heal the entire party rather than one member, which can get you out of some hairy situations.
Ah, okay.
Which you may find yourself in.
I think that's going to happen, if it has not already. Who knows?
Who does know?
Find out. Well, I think you'll be pleased that I am now playing the game.
Full stop.
But yeah, I've made a real effort there to go and start properly.
Looking up the Xbox profile and not saying Mortal Kombat. That was a shock.
Yeah, I thought you might enjoy that.
Well, any questions about, you know, your Stardew Valley phase of this game, or shall we move on?
We'll move on. I'll let you know if I return to such things.
You're not going to return to this.
I'm not optimistic at this point, but you never know. You know, stranger things have happened.
Okay, so I figured out, and again, you'll have already told me at this stage if I'm wrong, that you kind of just have to toggle it yourself. When you're looking at the task, it shows you on the map at that point, on that task screen, where to go, but it just doesn't very helpfully sort of allow you to pinpoint it or anything. Anyway, I think I've just done my first side task. I've actually completed one, and I helped an old homeless man make a bookcase. And I've got to tell you, it actually gave me a warm, fuzzy feeling inside. It was a nice thing to do. And there was also a mysterious man in a suit apparently watching approvingly. I'm going to call him the smoking man. He wasn't smoking, but he was just described as man in suit, which reminded me of the X-Files famous smoking man, because he might turn out to, I don't know, be an alien or something, who knows, with this game. But yeah, I actually did one, so I'm going to go now and do a couple of these other side tasks. I know people wanted me to do something with the baby formula, and you mentioned clearing the pawn shop, so I'm going to go do those now. I'll let you know how we get on. Also, one last thing from our talk last episode. I equipped my... You're right, there's a button you can press and it just equips the best thing you have to each slot. And very disappointed to learn that my beloved bat from the first... from the cover of the game, apparently, statistically, isn't as good as a piece of rough lumber that I own. So I've equipped a piece of just fucking plain rough lumber instead. So I have me rough lumber now. I have half a helmet, which sounds like a circumcision gone wrong, to be honest with you. I have an embroidered jacket, some loafers, and a health ring, which I believe is something a bit naughty out of the sex shop. But anyway, point is, I think I've equipped enough gear to also do a main storyline bit now. But I'm going to go find this fucking baby formula first. So there you go.
Well, I, for one, am incredibly glad we went over all the points you made in the first thing just to have you work it out yourself naturally.
I mean, you take such pride in these things. I wouldn't want to let you down.
It just would have been a massive, massive fucking waste of time if I had typed notes before listening to all your stings.
Well, listen, you do you. However you want to work out your work schedule, that's fine.
Yeah. But on a positive note, you got your first... warm, fuzzy feeling. Yeah, we're really not used to the heat here.
No, I think it's sending us both a bit wrong. Just going wrong. You know, what's going on?
You got your first dose of the warm, fuzzy feelings?
That's what it was. Yeah, it was so unfamiliar. I wasn't sure what we were talking about.
Oh yeah, fucking drink more. It's really helping the flow of the show.
It was actually nice, and I know by now I probably should have had more of these moments with things I've been doing and the bonding I'm supposed to have been doing with my crew and things of that nature. But this was the first time. The Old Man in the Bookcase. I think that was a Hemingway book, wasn't it? The Old Man in the Bookcase, maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah. But yes, he made a wee bookcase, bless him, and I helped. I gathered the bits, but that was it. I had the wood, which I got from some karate students that I beat up.
By the survivor.
And then I got the nails from a baseball bat filled with nails. Yes, indeed. From a group of gaggling men with baseball bats with nails, who I also beat up. So it's quite nice in these games that you get everywhere by beating people up in a good way.
Yeah, this is a lesson you will get in Yakuza. It happened in the earlier games too, where you will meet people with problems. You batter the fuck out of either the person with the problem or the person causing the problem.
Excellent.
The person you beat to fuck then becomes your best friend, realizes the error of their ways, that nice music plays in the background, and everybody's a friend.
Well, that's what happened. He was just wanting to make a bookshelf for a young boy. We don't need to know why, but it was very wholesome and nice, and everybody likes to read. Children are our future, and now they have a bookcase thanks to this little old man. So that was nice. That was a nice moment. I enjoyed it.
Woo. Although you were dismayed to have to trade out your big bat for a shtick.
Yeah.
Of rough lumber.
I mean, that just was odd to me. Understandably, I could have bought a better weapon somewhere probably than the one that you'd get throughout the game. That's natural in any game. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's just called a bit of rough lumber, I'm like, that's not really fair. That a big bit of rough lumber would be better than the baseball bat, you know?
Have you ever been hit by a big stick of rough lumber?
Do you know, I've never had the pleasure.
Yet. It's not nice.
I didn't think it would be, but the baseball bat doesn't look nice either now. I wouldn't like to get hit with that.
Well, have you seen the two compared to each other? Maybe it's a massive fucking stick.
Could be. Yeah, would have the leverage.
Smooth bat or the splinters off this lump of wood?
I didn't factor in the splinters. Not
you could lose
a
finger
wonder.
If you don't take a splinter out.
Indeed. Well, not a wonder that would hurt more than being hit with a nice smooth baseball bat.
That explains it. Logic prevails.
Logic has prevailed. And now I understand my weapon choice, and I will hold on to it until such time as I get a better one.
Well, you can upgrade it. I keep warning you. Please do not sell this fucking bat.
No, I promise I won't. I won't. I'll see what she can do when she's all tweaked out.
So I've two more things to ask about. Were you making a cock ring joke?
I think I was.
Is that what you were going for? Because that's what I took you up on.
Yeah, that was my intention, because it's just the way this game seems to be. I assumed that that's what I was looking at when I saw that particular item.
Okay, so, and the half a helmet.
I was proud of that, yeah.
Yeah, you were really proud of that.
That was a good turn of phrase. They don't come to me very often, and I thought, yep.
In fact, you were quite annoyed that I didn't tell you it was a good joke when I first heard it.
I was hoping for, a bit of subtle praise there. Maybe a laughy face emoji. That'd be too much to ask for, you know? Throw a guy a bone. Yeah, it probably would be. You don't really communicate by emoji, in fairness to you. It's not your preferred method of contact.
Do when I'm mocking people.
Fair. That seems fair.
The crying laughing emoji, it's the battle cry of the idiot.
I take your point. Especially more than one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just how funny is this thing?
It's using them without any text either is,
Well, to my mind, that's, I've finished speaking with you. Please stop. You know, that's what it means to me when I get that. So
it's when they ping pong it back to each other. Oh, just fuck off. Go outside.
Well, we're just back to Egyptian hieroglyphics. It's the funny thing. You know, human communication has gone full circle.
Well, that's the internet altogether. Look at the fascination with cats.
Well, there you go.
And we love our pyramid schemes.
Hey,
that's all Twitter is.
I've never thought about this. Yeah, I like it.
We've never done a bit about this before.
Never worked it out. This is off the cuff, off the charts.
Two failed stand-up comedians just watching each other spiral down the drain.
Essentially. But, yeah.
On a plus side, though, I keep trying to make this positive game. It sounds like you're actually playing the game now.
I'm making a bit of effort. I figure if I'm going to drag anybody along on this journey with me, I should probably be at least trying. So, little sub story ticked off. I think it actually came up, sub story completed. Felt, good. So
well
that
done.
Was nice. Thank you. Will we see if it blew up in my face or not?
It only took 5 fucking episodes. Yes. Shall we treat the audience to another sting?
Let's.
Okay, 2 updates for you now, because I've really flown with this side story thing in the space of about 15 minutes. And I'm actually paying attention, which is new for me. The bookshelf, I mean, it looked as if the bookshelf had been thrown away. I followed up the story. And then it turned out that the smoking man was the wee boy's father, and he threw it away. And you thought, oh, what a dick. And I did. I thought, oh, smoking man's a dick. I'm glad I'm about to beat him up. And we did beat him up. Of course we did. Very easy, 3-on-1. Interesting of him to pick a fight with 3 homeless people, but that's a side thing. So we did that. And then it turns out, you thought, what a dick. But he was only a dick because his wife was dead. I mean, that was a moment. And then he had an epiphany with these homeless men about love. And it was really quite touching. And then I went on and I did the pawn shop. And that was a very quick story. Again, just had to beat up one man. That's easily done. But again, he was only, hoarding shit like that because of his dead wife. Is this game secretly really nice and lovely? I mean, I signed up to kill people and be in a big Yakuza gang, but I'm learning a lot about life and forgiveness and the complexity of the human of the human journey here. I don't know. Don't know what to think about it all. It's food for thought.
It almost feels like tradition at this point, Filthy, but once again, you have not been tricked into playing anything. You chose this fucking game. This was your choice.
I played the fifth. I have no recollection of the events in question.
Stop trying to gaslight the listeners.
I cannot recollect that.
Is this just because you want to pick the third series game in a row? You just don't want me to pick a game out for you?
I think there's a very, very big, strong possibility that if I ever get this game finished, Mortal Kombat will be the next one. At least a two-part special.
I need gaming time for me.
Yeah.
Not them. Fuck the listener. I hate them.
About time I did something for myself. Exactly.
I'm taking my Mortal Kombat and I'm getting out of here.
Well, precisely. But yeah, there's lots of feel good, lots of confusing emotions going on. Don't know what to think.
Yeah, so you beat up a couple of widowers in this thing.
I've been beating up old men in my spare time. What else am I supposed to do?
With a big stick.
with the self-same big stick, exactly.
It is impressive that Ichiban, with his big stick, seems to do more healing than family therapy ever could.
That's a powerful message, yeah.
Isn't it? Violence fixes everything.
He put this small family back together, this father-son combo, and now, presumably, I don't know, I'm assuming they adopt the old man and they all live together in a quirky sitcom. And
he could be their butler.
This was my thought, precisely. He'd be the Jeffrey.
A sitcom just ready.
He's the Jeffrey to the young Will Smith. That's the only way to look at it, as far as I can see.
Oh, so the violence actually comes back in later life? Oh, that's what happened.
Precisely.
Oh, dear. We fixed nothing.
It does not end well on this sub-story. But you have to wait 30 years to find out. yeah, and then the pawn shop guy also has a dead wife. That's odd, don't you think? So early on?
Well, generally, you would have done these sub-stories quite far apart because the pawn shop is right beside the homeless camp, so it should have been nearly the first, if not one of the first sub-stories you did.
Yeah, I will admit that when I went back and me at level 14 or 15, I am at that stage, fighting the level 9 pawn shop guy did seem a little funny. Yeah.
The only thing worse than beating up a widower is beating up a weak widower. You bastard.
An underpowered widower. That's a good name for a band, the Underpowered Widowers.
You've advertised enough on this show.
That's true, yep. Come see the Underpowered Widowers at Ichiban's Cafe that Phil can't remember the name of. The Survive Bar.
The Survive Bar, he's getting it.
I'm getting it. And the wee homeless guy will survive. That's why he goes to the Survive Bar. I've overstretched now. That was
wank.
That was too much, yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
But yeah, all in all, though, it was a nice day to beat up a widower and help them with their lives.
It does feel like beating people up kind of makes them better people, which is something I can get behind 100%.
Yep, I think we can all learn something from this, which is that maybe if you're having a trouble in life, consider hitting them in the head with a big lump of wood.
Leave a splinter in their forehead.
Yep, a little reminder.
So have you noticed how I always compare Ichiban to like Labrador in these games? He just wants everybody to be happy all the time.
Yeah, he always walks into a wee story mode bit going like, what? Oh, fuck you, man. What? This is weird. Because I'm playing in the English version, remember? And
I don't recall.
But yeah, he starts like that. And then once he learns what's happened, he chooses a path of empathy, which is very sweet. Very, very, very nice.
I wish everybody was like Ichiban.
The world would be a better place. That's true. Especially for hairdressers, let's face it. And haberdashers, which is a great word. They'd also do well out of that.
How can I squeeze this word into the ring stings?
Haberdashery. Yeah. So I was pleased. With that.
Will we get on to the next note?
Let's see what happens next to me on my sub-story quest of stories of subs.
Okay. Right. So I just did the baby formula challenge. I'm guessing anybody who has played this game, I can see now why they were waiting with bated breath for me to do that. So where to begin? I have just stumbled into a bunch of grown men acting as babies in diapers. A fetish I've heard of. Brilliant. Did not see that coming. What I definitely did not see coming was following that a existential philosophical conversation about the needs of babies. That was a personal highlight with a man dressed as a baby. Yeah, that was pretty good. And then just the icing on the cake, just to finish it all off, he's now my latest pound mate. Yeah, that was real. I know you're going to quiz me, by the way. The text, which I actually read this time, said that I've met that guy before and he's a patriarch of a family. Fucked if I know. But yeah, that was real.
So did you drink the breast milk?
I did. I thought, how can you pass down an opportunity like that in a game?
Bottoms up.
Yeah. It was a real bonding moment between me and definitely the sort of people you should hang out with. You know, if you're going to befriend people, definitely befriend this sort of person and try your best to, you know, win their approval. That was the message I was getting through.
Have the sub-stories taught you nothing, you judgmental prick?
I know. I'm still got a big cynical head on me. I haven't entered fully into the spirit of it yet. I can see that now.
And what's your fetish? Let's laugh at that.
I told you, we're not allowed to talk about it for legal reasons. Still banned in this country.
Still illegal in Ireland. We can't even make fun of the fucking church here.
Yeah, that was a really odd thing to happen to me. I'll say that much. And
yeah, we had quite a few notes of people trying to gauge your reaction to this one because, again, for a lot of people, as soon as you meet the Poundmates, Gary Buster Holmes,
Yep.
Like, the substory for this is beside him. That's normally when people do this. It's quite a bit earlier.
Fair enough. Yes. And also, I guess maybe it's a way of reeling you into a game if you're, you know, obviously I've put... But let's look at it this way. It looks like I've put off, by accident, an awful lot of the fun things about this game early on.
The sub-stories do add a lot of flavour,
you know,
to the game, yeah.
I was late to this. I feel like I was late to the Goat Cinema, which obviously was also one of these... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Will we call it this genre of sub-story? As in the what the fuck sub-story section?
If you wish.
Yeah.
I mean, so, have you had anybody mention public urination to you yet?
I don't think so. Nothing comes to mind anyway.
Keep an eye out for anything popping up near the pawn shop again by the water. It was my favourite sub-story at that moment.
Okay. Well, you've never steered me wrong yet. So
can't possibly be fucking true.
No, as I said it, and I was like, "Nah, that's it. This doesn't make any sense." But I'll say it anyway. But yeah, so massive baby men,
and yes, and you unlocked him as a pound mate, a baby pound mate.
That baby pound. That's too many syllables. I won't do it to us. I won't drag us through that.
Sentence I never want out of context.
Yeah. But yeah, what you weren't expecting at that juncture was then to have a bizarre philosophical question placed upon you about the needs and how they're different and make you really think about things and go, yeah.
Because once again, the guy you meet who is having problems at home adjusting to his wife and working and having a new baby.
The guy that brought you here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once again, finance solves everything.
It certainly does, especially against children and men dressed as children.
Box that baby.
Okay, so storyline time. I now had suitable enough clothes, including my well-heeled shoes and embroidered jacket, to go meet this boss. I don't remember why I need to meet this boss. I'm wandering through his fortress at the minute. Have fought many a menacing man at this stage, and I've got a little bit lost in his office block area. But I think it's going well. I think it's going better than it had been. We may finally be making some waves here, which is, I think, what we all want. Yeah. All good.
So you're now sharply dressed enough to make it to the next stage of the game.
Yep, I believe it was ZZ Top who said, "Every Yakuza's crazy for a sharp-dressed man." That was the phrase at the time. Yeah, I'll leave that to you to edit it, please. Yeah. Please make me stop.
So, the next portion, you got lost.
I did.
You did. You've got a fucking map.
There's a lot of rooms that look the same and have got couches and computers in them. It's an easy mistake to make. But yeah, going through, beating dudes up, going into the next bit, beating dudes up, felt pretty good. Yep, was enjoying that side of things.
Yeah, good rhythm going.
Yep, it's the sort of thing I think you're supposed to do in this game. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. It does sound like you're finally sucking some diesel.
Yep, finally hitting my stride, me and the clan. Just rocking out, going through, doing what we like. What did I call them last week? I can't even remember. What am I calling my band of merry homeless men?
The Homeless Three.
That was it, the Homeless Three. That's us. And we were enjoying...
Taking on the Siriu clan.
That's it. It's a one-clan army, one-man clan. I don't know. I'm not going to get anything out of that, am I?
No, don't think so. And you met up with the head of the clan.
I did. He did not seem pleased to see me.
And who was he?
Do you mean, no, sorry, when you say head of the clan, you mean the when I finally like got to the end? I can't remember what I said in these notes. Do you mean the actual head of the clan? Or like the guy you have to beat up?
The head of the clan. The patriarch.
The Patriarch, yes. The Patriarch, I don't think there would be any name for him at this juncture other than Mr. Miyagi, because he had as much wisdom about him, elder in his years, as much respect, and what's another word I'm going to try to look for here? Gravitas, there's a word. as
Mr. It's definitely a word, yes.
Yeah, that's a word. As Mr. Miyagi himself.
And did you catch his actual name?
Not in the traditional sense, no.
Oh, okay. Bit of a pattern in this.
I don't know why you would need to refer to him as anything other than Mr. Miyagi, because that's clearly who they modeled him on.
It feels vaguely racist.
It does now that
just because he's an older man of Asian descent.
Of Asian persuasion, yeah. That's a fair point. I'll do better next time I meet an old Asian man in this game. Yeah. But yeah, I had a nice wee chat with him.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm. Felt pretty pretty good about it all. Learned a lot, and I think he learned a lot from me. He was impressed with me, which...
Did you notice Ichiban had a little bit of a man crush on him?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah. He was all like, oh, you remind me of my boss back before he shot me, which is quite the statement to have to make about anybody, really.
I suppose, speaking of the boss man that shot you, that leads us nicely into the next thing.
Was just thinking that before going any further.
Were you just fucking thinking that, were you?
Just
then why don't
thinking
you fucking
that.
Say it? Help the flow of this show. Don't hinder it.
I don't feel like I have permission to request or announce the stings. That's the host's job. Do you have another sting for
your
me, sir?
Your fucking name's in the show. It's your show.
Please, sir, can I have another sting?
Would you like another sting?
Right, so I've made it up to the big boss man and managed to have a little heart-to-heart with him and spoke about my old boss, Arakawa. Wow, I will not let that go. I'm really, really upset about how that one played out, apparently. So we've had a good little chat, and he agreed to stop the euthanasia, which is sort of what you want from any chat, I suppose. So all's well that ends well. Girl whose name I don't remember, Dad, isn't going to be killed. He gets to live rent-free in a fancy hospital. Went to tell my boss in the Superland that it all got done, and he's done hanged himself. Or has he? Let's find out. But anyway, that would appear to be Chapter 4 finished, which is probably where we should have been at the end of the last episode. So who knows? Maybe I'll do another half a chapter now.
You really don't seem to grasp how upset Ichiban is with getting shot by his putative father figure and thrown out with the bins.
He's livid, I think, is the only phrase for it. He's absolutely livid.
Which you would be.
Well, I can imagine it would leave something of a sour taste. Affronted, I think, is the word I've used in the past. He was affronted about the whole thing. So he... Yeah, when he was chatting the old fella there, Mr. Miyagi, he was unleashing all of that again.
It just keeps going on about it, does he?
Yeah, a little bit. I'll be honest, he's starting to moan. He's starting to be a bit of a whine about the whole thing.
Get over getting shot.
Yeah, you know, it was just like...
America.
Oh, no. He went there. No, he won't be allowed
it's
in.
All right, kids don't listen to this show anyway. Because they're dead.
Oh, Lord. You caught me laughing at that. That was bad. But yeah, he had a good old chat and managed to... And Mr. Miyagi turned and he said, all right, I will make sure that we stop killing people. It's probably not fair. And
you would think, considering his age, he'd be a bit fucking against that. Yeah.
Well, exactly. He's ripe for the picking, given his own current situation. So
don't worry, boss, I'll get you a good room. Yep. That'll get me in the good books.
The good room. Yeah, this was it. So all was well that ended well, and
yes,
that was the end of the story.
Removed all the needless death from the Sunlight Castle.
That was it. Gate credit started to roll on the game. That was well done, Phil.
Yes.
Ichiban.
Makoda and his daughter, they have nothing more to worry about, ever.
Nope. Nothing. It was all, you're going to get to live rent-free in the big happy place. And that's all there is to it.
Hoorah!
Yep, that was it. Nothing else happened. Play the music.
But you did happen to return to the Soapland.
I did. And I was greeted with, you heard, it was quite the surprise to me. that guy I know in that bar / brothel, well, he's met a sticky end there. He's hanged himself, surrounded by money, which is how most people who hang themselves now that I think about it.
I forget how to pronounce his name. Nona Mia. Dead as fuck.
Nona Mia, here we go. He hanged himself. Yeah, that happened.
I thought I was going to get a high-pitched dead as fuck there.
I know, that would have been good. But just lacking the vocal range today, unfortunately.
So you don't fully believe that this man has ended his life, do you? I'm getting this impression.
Not for a second. I mean, it just seems unlikely, given the success he has experienced, that I have experienced on his behalf at this juncture. I just didn't believe that that would be how this particular chapter of my life would end, which is a nice way of mentioning that I finally fucking finished chapter 4, which was a long chapter.
You're really going to have to sweat bullets to keep the chapter episode numbers similar.
Yeah, I think, not skipping too far ahead, I think I've made a dent in Chapter 5 at this stage, but I don't know how far into it I am, because them chapters just keep on going. So that's where I'm at. But yes, we have one living octogenarian and one dead club owner, and that's, you know, sort of swings and roundabouts for Chapter 4, really.
And with that, will we move on to our final ring sting.
Let's see how this bad boy plays out, shall we?
Okay, time for an update. I've done that thing again where I've actually done quite a bit and I forgot to sort of mention it. So here you go. I'm going to see what I can remember. Oh, it's all been a blur. So I have befriended a twin. Nono's twin. Whose name I don't know. So there you go. But she's part of my gang now. First lady of the gang. That's been exciting. She hits people with a handbag. That seems a little stereotypical cliche, sort of. But still very good. And from there, we have infiltrated a club. So that it's all about the Chinese. It's the Chinese they're after, Ted. It's the Chinese, not the Japanese at all. We think now all the bad things are happening because of the Chinese. And I'm not just talking about Putin's war, for that matter. All the bad things are happening because of the Chinese, according to this game. So we are tracking down the head of the Chinese, apparently. And to do that, we had to go find and beat up once again a bloke I kind of remember. And we did that as well. He's bald. He wasn't happy that I beat him up the first time, even less so the second. But it turned out that he wasn't really much use anyway. So that's where we're at. So I think we're still just wandering around. The girls went to work as a hostess to infiltrate the Chinese. And we're off to the job centre, apparently. So, there we are.
So, we are introduced to Nanoha's twin sister.
Yeah!
Yeah. Didn't catch a name.
No. I'm turning into the bloke out of Vicar of Dibley. No. Sister.
Yeah, you don't want to go down the No Limit route.
I nearly did. It was there. So you're welcome.
You're welcome. So have you named this character?
I've just figured out a great name that is going to work on two levels and you're going to like this. And by that, you're going to fucking hate it. I'm going to call her, for two reasons, I am going to call her Lady Bob. And the reason for that is she's joined my gang, much like Big Bob, and she has a similar role, but also she's rocking a pretty good Bob haircut, which was what I initially thought. So Lady Bob has joined the gang, has joined the party. Welcome, Lady Bob.
I
I shouldn't have enjoyed that as much as I did.
Have you run out of ideas and you're just going to name every character Bob going forward?
It's starting to look
like there's
that.
Harry Bobber.
Homeless Bob, who is the other guy, isn't he? So Homeless Bob, Big Bob, Lady Bob, the Bob gang. Bobbing and weaving all around the streets. Yep, around the streets.
You haven't been watching Blackadder in the evenings, have you?
Bob, no, actually, but if there's ever an excuse to rewatch it, I usually find it. So let's do that. Absolutely.
You've no time. You're playing a game, filthy.
Too busy playing this game. It's all consuming.
With Lady Bob, or Psycho, you now have four members.
Yeah, it's quite the little gang. We're really
got a full team.
Yeah, full set. We're taking up a lot of space when we run down the street together,
bouncing into everybody.
Yep, bobbing. I got run over the other day. That was fucking annoying. I lost half of me money. Or no, half of me energy. One or the other. But it wasn't pleasant. So
you know, if you do it right, you can get traffic to hit your enemies.
Oh, I must remember that. That would be good. Mm. I hate my enemies. Yep.
I love getting people. I don't like getting run over.
Yeah, it's very satisfying.
That was a sentence in my head before I tried to say it out loud.
We knew what you meant. That was...
I enjoy seeing people I don't like getting run over because I pushed them into traffic.
There we go. What a well-formed sentence.
Yes. Fuck subtlety.
But yeah, just to reiterate the top lines there, Lady Bob has joined us. She beats people up with her handbag. And
the secondary attack also happens to use her heels, so it is somewhat stereotypical.
Yeah, it's not just me, right? It was a little bit like,
But I'm glad you can call out sexism while being so casually racist, filthy.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. It's not easily accomplished.
Because the Chinese are to blame for everything. I didn't think you'd say this on the show. I just thought you said that in your free time.
Yeah, certainly that's not my words. That's the words of whichever character did this exposition. But yeah, that's the way it's looking. It was whenever there was an argument and the guy didn't speak Chinese, but he understood this word and it was the name of one of the big Chinese bosses. See, I was watching, was listening. Just wasn't...
Well done.
Making notes.
Have a biscuit.
Yep. So that's why we have decided that we need to go after the Chinese. It looks like they may have broken some rules about clan on clan violence as well. We were a bit surprised, weren't we, that they were killed in this area, but this is safe for these people. So that was a bit of a situation as well.
Yeah, you're slowly getting introduced to the clans. I don't know exactly when it first gets mentioned, so I'll keep my powder dry on that one. Mm. But you do have a number of clans all operating in the same area for a shared power, which you wouldn't know anything about.
Me? No, not especially. No. For control of this city.
If the Chinese get voted in, then the Siriu clan spit the dummy out and just don't go to Stormont anymore.
That sounds familiar. Yes. Mm-hmm. Satire. Caught you.
I wonder how many people are aware of Northern Irish politics outside of our own circle.
I'm not sure there's many people aware of it inside our own circle, to be fair. Yeah.
I wonder if Skeleton House, the American, still listens. He can tell us.
I
got your DUP humour. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I appreciated the subtlety and the equal obviousness of the horrific situation we find ourselves in.
So you beat up Zeng again, prick from the homeless camp.
That was him. Yeah, battered him again on his own turf this time round.
A bit of a prick.
Yeah, he sort of deserved it. Both times, but especially this time, because
unlike all the other people you beat up, the nice music didn't play afterwards, and he wasn't your best friend or became a better person. So
no,
fuck him.
Doesn't even have a disenfranchised young son. So screw it. I was pleased he got beat.
And you went to Hello Work, and I have to ask, jobs? Have you changed jobs?
I went to Hello Work.
Job seekers.
Yeah, I went back. This rings. Did I do that this time round?
I am wondering if you did.
Doesn't ring a... Wait, she goes off to be the hostess.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't think so. Should I have?
It's a possibility, because at this point in the game, the job system opens up and you can change your job.
I got the little side thing where you can be a have-a-go hero anytime you like.
Yeah, the part-time hero.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah. Is that what you meant?
No, it's not. I thought at this point in the game you could literally change your job, but...
No. I don't think so.
That must be next week.
The other thing I'm up to at the minute since my last thing, the only other thing comes to mind is I did go to this girl in a warehouse and update the bat. That was quite nice.
Yes, that is very handy. Do that often.
Yep, upgraded the bat. I have to go away now and collect more bits of tin or whatever it is I need to make it.
Well, remember the
again,
collect a can game?
Yes.
Some of the rewards from that can be used for crafting, and then there's a shop in the north park if you can avoid the enemies and get up there.
There are little trailers
that sell crafting gear, which is handy.
Okay, all starting to come together. I think somebody planned all of this, you know.
Definitely. You reckon?
I think so. I think they've put it all together and decided when to release different elements of the game to you at different times in your gameplay. It's all premeditated, it seems to me.
So definitely unlock jobs in Chapter 5. So I may have jumped the gun a little bit.
Spoilers for next week. Yeah. God knows what jobs I'm going to do. I could be a tinker, a tailor, a soldier, a spy, a butcher, a baker, a candle. Are these all possible jobs?
Think you have to say traveller now.
Traveller? Do I have to?
No.
Well, I just did. Gotcha.
Kiss me, bollocks.
Taxi driver, that's a job. Barman.
It certainly is, yes.
I'm just listing jobs now.
Well, what a list it is.
Yep. Financier.
Yeah. It's just if you had unlocked it, I had a bit of advice for you. So it's like the crafting. I wanted to get in there early.
Oh, no. Wait until I get it wrong. That's the way. That's
the filthy method.
Expect. Yep. People Which wouldn't have it any other
sounds
way.
Sounds like a contraceptive.
We should have seen that. Should have seen that coming.
So that is the last thing of the show. How are you feeling about the game now that it seems like you've finally started playing it?
Yeah, I've turned a corner. I'm trying to remember where I left off now because I upgraded the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was having to get out of an alleyway, but there were loads of men there and you had to get it out safely. But you had to battle five of them, let's face it, because you always have to battle five people to get anywhere.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm at. So we'll find out in next week's thrilling edition.
So we're definitely having a third week in a row.
Oh, no, sorry. That might have been actually a bit bold of me. Hopefully.
In the next episode.
The next episode. Got to keep it correct. I hope it to be next week.
Because I will admit I was shocked to get stings this week.
Yep. A week is a long time in politics, and it's even longer in this game.
Ring stings make for a long week.
I'll pick up and let you know where I've got to, and maybe I'll send you a note about it or something. We could record a show about it. It could be a whole thing. Who knows?
Magical.
Oh, like fucking wizardry. That was the other game I played, Hogwarts. Never mind.
So we had a bit of feedback this week, and if you too want to leave feedback at this point, you can visit Filthy Ring on Twitter or email us on filthyring@gmail.com. And yes, I will let you read it out later. Don't look so offended.
Please.
You do it so well. We have feedback from Ben Dragoon from the Dragoon Effect podcast. He's written in listening to Season 2, Episode 4, which was the last episode, and realizing a few things. Number one, Filthy seemed genuinely surprised that the new Mortal Kombat is a reboot, except it kind of isn't. Without spoiling anything, does Filthy even pay attention to the story of games he likes, such as Mortal Kombat 11?
Okay, so I can answer this, but I don't know whether it'll make me so. It'll probably bring me even lower down.
I was going to say, you're resisting the urge to push your glasses up right now.
Yeah. No, only because, genuinely, I'll go down even lower in people's estimations than I probably already am. So, yes, I gathered from the storyline of Mortal Kombat 11, it ends pretty obviously that because of taking Kronika's Hourglass, We got to reset time. Liu Kang went off and became a elder god. The thing is, I guess I never really put a lot of thought into the Mortal Kombat games actually following on from each other. Mm-hmm. I guess just because you never know what you're going to get. There's been random RPG editions thrown out. There's been sometimes a very thin storyline. I mean, I think in one of the games, the storyline mode only amounted to about 4 hours. So I just never really put much thought into them actually really going for following on from what they did at the end of MK11. So I think it's a fair point. I take their point. And I mean, I don't pay a lot of attention. The Assassin's Creeds would attest to that because I play them religiously, and I'm still not 100% what's going on with the ancient alien vibes that you get.
Who's Desmond?
Wasn't he the Archbishop of Canterbury? Desmond Tutu.
Ladies and gentlemen, Filthy, here for a full series. Which leads me on to the second point. Is Filthy just the Irish Mr. Magoo? He stumbles into situations unaware of anything and somehow manages to make it through. Does this happen in real life too?
It happens far more than it should, and I do wear glasses, so that seems fair. Interesting fact about me, I once accidentally ended up in a YouTube music video. That genuinely happened. Trying to think of any others, but I once accidentally worked at a car wash when I went down to get my own car washed. That genuinely happened. So yeah, these things do seem to happen, and I don't know how to make it stop.
You're fucking wasted in this podcast.
No, this is my safe space. Give me the television and a little game to play and you to talk to about how badly it's going. Don't unleash me on the world, for God's sake.
And the third and last point. Deadbeat Punk is the clear hero of this podcast.
Oh, well, well, well.
Podcasters sticking together.
It took a whole series for somebody to acknowledge you. Look at that.
And, one person, one time. It's finally happened. Fuck you, Filthy. Fuck you right in the fucking face.
As pleased as Punchy is.
It's made my fucking ear.
Yep. Love it.
Makes up for all the death threats I get for the other show.
Seems about apt, oh, yeah.
He made fun of the PS5 controller. Oh, what a dick.
You didn't like the PS5 controller?
I didn't like that it only lasts 2 hours when it does all the functions it's meant to.
Yeah, there's a fair point,
and I
actually
keep comparing the PS5 to the Wii.
The Wii was.
The Wii yoke. On fire, the heat fucking suits you.
This is it. Yep, we've reached it now. I've had the exact right amount of alcoholic beverages to be at peak. Yep.
All right. Couldn't even say WS5 out loud. You were just in there like a shot.
Yep, there you go.
Well, thank you for writing in, Ben. You fucking treasure.
Yep, thank you for taking an interest, because God knows.
So, Filthy, if anybody else wanted to write in and say how brilliant I am, where would they do so?
I think they should, and I think they should tweet us at FilthyRing on Twitter or email us on FilthyRing@gmail.com.
And, of course, all links are in episode show notes, or you can visit shows.acast.com/PERS for links and various hosting services.
Oh, it's been a while. He used to say it together though at the end. That was the best bit.
I know, but I went in close to the microphone to do the PERS, and then when I came back out, it's like, where the fuck did I put my notes?
You know where else to go.
Do you want it again?
Oh, please, go on.
All links are in episode show notes, or visit shows.acast.com/PERS for links and various hosting services.
Brilliant. That'll do, mate.
Yeah, I suppose we had a few episodes to fucking catch up on that.
Yep, needed to double it up.
So, any bullshit you haven't got out of your system yet?
No, this has been very cathartic.
You just want to get back outside?
I just want to go beat up some more old men.
You fucking widower. Have some of this.
Sounds about right. So, yep, I'm going to go wallop. Do that. Bang, wallop, what a video. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to hit you so hard you wake up beside your wife.
Oh, that's a good joke. Let's yeah, I like that.
Oh, do you want to pour out in that one?
Yeah, come on. Let's.
Until our paths cross again, we live, we learn.
God help us all.
He threw it away.
Bitch.
You just tried to cover the sound of you opening a drink.
No.
Subtle.
It's warm out.
Do you think for a moment I don't want cans?
I know. Big bag of cans for the lads. Delicious cans.
Sweet, sweet can.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.